From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is away. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, we talk with the head of the Republican National Committee about the party's prospects in this election year. But first, a disabled man who once had to crawl up the steps of his county courthouse has had his day in the nation's highest court. The Supreme Court this morning heard oral arguments in Tennessee versus Lane. George Lane, a paraplegic, wants to sue because the Polk County Courthouse did not comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Slate and Day to Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick was at the Supreme Court today, and she joins us now. Dahlia, first, remind us briefly what led George Lane to file this case.
Well, Lane is one of several plaintiffs in this case, and essentially what happened is that he had to appear in court on misdemeanor charges for driving with a revoked license, and he ended up having, because he's a paraplegic, having to crawl up the stairs on his hands and knees when he refused to go back a second time for a second hearing unless he was accommodated. The judge had him arrested, so he turned around and sued under Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Dahlia, Lane's case represents another landmark in what's known as the Rehnquist Court's, quote, federalism revolution. Can you explain what that means and why this case is so important?
Sure. Essentially, what happened is that for a long, long time, Congress enacted civil rights legislation by sort of forcing the states to comply. And that was considered okay for a long time until the last decade, when the Rehnquist Court really turned the corner and started saying, no, states are immune from suit. States have, quote, dignity. States have right. They can't be sued and they can't be subject to congressional overreaching. So that's been a real watershed in the Rehnquist Court. It's been a massive recalibration of the balance of power between Congress and the states.
And these federalism cases, like many others with the court, are often decided by very close margin, 5-4 votes. From what you saw this morning, was there any hint about which way the usual swing voters, Sandra Day O'Connor and Anthony Kennedy, might vote?
You know, they typically make up that sort of Rehnquist five. Today they were actually both quite quiet. One of the surprises is usually when you get a case with very sympathetic facts like George Lane's, O'Connor sometimes is sort of swayed from her usual politics and just feels compassionate and tries to sort of be a good common law judge. Today we didn't see much of that. In fact, many of the justices really showed outright hostility towards the ADA, didn't seem to have much compassion for the disabled or the need to accommodate them at all.
And the court also released several decisions today. One allows police to set up random roadblocks to track down criminals. Tell us a little bit about that one.
This was a case out of Illinois. The police had set up a checkpoint that really solely had the purpose of investigating a hit-and-run accident that had happened earlier. They happened to catch someone who was a drunk driver in that roadblock, and he turned around and said it was a violation of his Fourth Amendment rights, that was an illegal search. The Illinois Supreme Court had actually agreed with him. The Supreme Court disagreed. They said it was a perfectly legal search. Too bad if he happened to be caught in the crossfire, if he happened to be stopped because of other reasons for criminal activity.
Legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thanks, Dahlia.
My pleasure.